All right, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, hence the show's weird name. Find us in papasbasement.com, and that's it for the intro.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Who got time for foreplay? Not Pete over there. What up, Pete?
No, what's up, guys? I'm straight up trying to stick fingers in your mouth.
There you go. Just fish around. Just dig around.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Checking for teeth. I hope, by the way, you do your Aziz for the entire episode.
No.
What? Yes. Oh, please do.
My fingies.
Why? You've done a better Aziz than that.
I have. Come I on, have.
Can you I've say turn it. Around and suck my dick? That's definitely something.
Three
say.
Accusations in a row. Blessed.
All right. And we got Howard Flood, too. Howard, what up, man?
It feels weird getting demoted to third chair, man. It's so strange coming from the football show straight into episode of Papa's Basement.
You're demoted. I can do myself as third chair. No one cares.
Oh.
It's all community over here. Yeah, we'll start right now. It's a jam-packed show. So much crap happened this week. We've got the bitch from the Cranberries dying. That would be why I potted up that song to play. I wanted to do a clever intro. Get this, where I was going to play Zombie, and then I was going to be like, you know, just had the brain. How are they doing lately? Anyone heard anything about the Cranberries? I would have done
the brain.
Had them on the noggin. Yeah, I would have done there. See, I had it potted up to the part that rocks. As a little metal kid that jerked off all the time and didn't get laid in high school, I've changed so much, by the way. I always resented stuff like this and Zero by the Pumpkins, where you're like, in theory, if sped up and given just a tad more balls, that could be a metal song.
Yeah.
But I know this is being played on HFS, so it's crap.
Oh, now I can see you, baby.
Oh, yeah, now we can gaze at each other. You can see my hard nipples poking through my shirt. On what I like to lovingly refer to as my beef tits. My mitts. Were you either of you Cranberries fans? And
absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I grew up on HFS. I grew up on DC 101.
Is there anything you listen to that doesn't make me think you SD? Like, between this and show tunes. Seriously.
Like I said in a tweet that people don't follow me on, until I start doing magic, I'm pretty sure I'm not gay.
Oh, so magic is what's going to butt you up?
I'm pretty sure. No.
Until you live with another man and ride a goddamn tiger around Vegas until it mauls your partner and you ball your eyes out. That's doing the man and riding the tiger. That's going to make
you know, I live in this philosophy that I feel like everybody's like a little bit gay. There's like a percentage, right? But until I start doing magic, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. So magic is the dividing line.
It really is. When I start doing that, I'm definitely not.
Magic is the dividing line between getting laid or not. Because I feel like Pete talking about musicals to women has resulted in you getting pussy before.
No,
absolutely.
I think, like, that's his weird...
I mean, that's gotten to the point where, like, I'm on Tinder and... I'll just be completely, like, full on open with them, and I'm like, yeah, how would it be, how would the date sound if you were coming over and I was just singing musicals to you? And I have had the reaction of, that sounds absolutely wonderful, a girl's dream.
I know exactly how you get laid. Like, it took me a while to figure it out, but you are the stuffed animal that every girl grew up rubbing themselves against, except you have a penis. Like, you're a teddy bear with a dick. That's what
that
you are.
That feels like my past life.
Like girls just pick you up and, like, carry you around. They're like, wee! And they're doing circles of wee! In their bedroom, and they're telling the teddy bear all their secrets.
It's absolutely amazing, dude.
And then, like, the teddy bear gets, like, his Care Bear powers. He gets an erection. And they're like, oh, Teddy! Okay, and then they just bone you. And now they're banging their teddy bear, and that's you. That's where you step in. You're just a sex bear.
That's how you do it.
That's, man.
And it's all those girls who were, you know, 11-ish, picked up that first Cranberries album that Jay's able to just seal the deal with every time.
Yeah. That chick's voice, I respect it.
I tell anybody who's, like, really upset, like, say, on Tinder, like, they've already changed their profile, I'm like, I've already written a musical.
About us.
About the Cranberries. you should come over and hear it.
So you're Ed Helms in the office doing a rock opera.
Absolutely.
Flying so high I can touch the sky.
He doesn't know we're going to write a rock opera.
Only if you refer to it as a ropera.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't have time for that many syllables. That's just how I...
It sounds peculiar.
You know what I respect about that Cranberries broad's voice?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're trying to man the show back up.
Oh, yeah. That broad?
Yeah, that broad. That broad in her pipes.
You seen her?
Good stems on her. I don't know many people outside of punk that manage to keep their, like, British Isles sound when they're singing. Like, they've done studies on that. They're like, why do British people kind of sound American when they're singing?
They all try to. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not a try. Like, apparently, when you sing, whatever their affectation is kind of melts away. She's the only one who sounds like... she would still blow you for a potato during the Troubles. That's
hilarious. But also, what you're also saying is everybody just wants to be like us?
Well, yeah, because it's three white men in the studio. No, thanks for not laughing at that, Howard. Now I'm a real piece of crap. No, supposedly you cannot sing.
No!
Like, if you try to just sing.
I'm not disagreeing with that because, like, the revival of pop punk has come out of the UK, and they all sound American as F.
I supposedly, if you just sing in a normal manner, even if you sound like Oliver Twist,
mm-hmm.
it comes out sounding like American. I don't know how to put it more eloquently. The words sound American make me sound like a retard.
I know.
But it's how it works.
It's a hard way to get around.
You have to work to sound like Johnny Rotten or Sid Vicious. Like, it's a conscious thing. Like, you typically don't sound that way. And yet she's like, it's the same old thing since 1916. Like, she has this lilty, yeah, she sounds like some sort of field fairy of some Gaelic folklore.
That sounds hot. And she was.
Field fairy. Is that your Tinder profile name?
Mm-hmm,
teddy bear with a dick and field fairy. You have competing accounts.
That's my
girls coming
life
and going.
Profile. Yes. Don't look for it.
Field
please.
Fairy.
Please.
So I saw a lot of people posting. This made them realize their mortality. That this woman who they grew up listening to.
She was young.
She was 46.
Real,
jeez. But let's be honest. Like, she was apparently a bulimic. For a long time, which screwed
not
me in
healthy.
Heart. Yeah, I mean, like,
sure.
Between the Irish booze barfs and the old toothbrush down the throat, like, she spent a good 10 to 15% of her life bent over a toilet or a sink.
Mm-hmm.
So, not the picture of health. Like, I was banging out their Salvation video. Like, the one song of theirs I find really catchy. I mean, look, I want to sound cool. I don't want to be like, I love John B. too.
I knew the ones you guys don't know.
It was the lead single from the third album, the one that only went triple platinum. But Salvation's a really catchy number. You put on that video, she is so obviously unhealthy as crap. Like, we just all looked the other way. Yeah, just punch up Salvation if you want.
I'm doing the googs.
She really looks like 4'2", 3'6", in that range. And maybe 60 to 70 pounds. Like, she should be in a carnival biting the heads off of chickens. Like, she's not well built, but she's here.
You're calling me a freak.
She's a carnival geek. And she's our pop starlet instead. And her moves are kind of like leaning in and out on a chair because that's how white people dance. We have chair dancing.
Oh, my God. I forgot how tripadelic.
Every
90s video was.
Everything.
Oh my God.
Everything had to be weird and have a point.
It starts out with Bozo the Clown just coming in, being like, hey, are you in a pool?
And then Hype
What's
Williams.
What's going on, kids?
Hype Williams introduced us to, like, Missy Elliott in a fart suit in a fisheye lens. And suddenly we're like, oh, this is the future now. Okay.
This is terrible.
Good day to you. She looks so unhealthy, doesn't she?
She's got a big old head.
She's all head. She looks like...
Okay, you're right. Yeah,
she
looks like Baby
Groot.
Yeah, she's tiny.
But wait, who are these people who are mourning?
Yes, 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 yes. Double yes. Hold on
yes
to your...
Daniel Bryan.
Hold on to your mourning. She looks like Baby Groot.
She does. She has the same spiky hair, too.
She's just moving and shaking and not doing anything important.
Groot. So we shouldn't be sad because she's going to regenerate.
I hope
she's,
so.
She's adolescent Groot. More adolescent.
Okay.
At the end, if you stay for the end in that the ending credits and you get to see the preview.
Yeah,
the
when, they never, when they did the reshoots after they let her eat lunch.
I've never seen number two of Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't even really care to see one, but I know we have I'm Mary Poppins,
y'all. I just
watched
it last night.
And we have a guy named Taserface dying. Yes. It's nothing I care about. I'm sorry,
terrible.
Hubert
I'm
going to
be
Motley.
So real. It has it does not hold a candle to the first one.
None of these comic movies matter. Let me just lay it out there.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
I'm a big
but
fan of
so,
the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, it hurts my soul to hear you talk like this.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy. It's so good. I love parts of that, but so many things in that movie. And, yeah, we're being so evergreen. We're being so on point.
Yeah.
it just does. It's disgusting. The things that they try and do in number two to just get laughs. We're just going to forget that.
That was disgusting. My weird, like, held in burp gurgle. That had to cough out to end that abortion.
But
yes,
we're looking at just, Dolores
well,
over here.
Let's get back to the Kram Rays. We don't have to talk about my opinion of
Dolores O'Riordan.
X-Men and Avengers getting kind of blended together and dull. So.
No, anyway. I just want to put out there a lot of people. It made me think, who would I actually care about musically if they croaked?
But,
and then I remembered ODB died years ago, and with him, my heart.
Yep. No, but doesn't Nobody. Don't they have to be obscure for how many years? Like, when were the Cranberries last relevant? Who are these people who actually care about someone they haven't even heard of for a decade at least?
I think it's legit people who are like, oh, I remember when that was on HFS, the local
20 years
DC
ago.
Area alternative station. Legit 20 years ago.
And 20 years
it
ago.
It makes them think about their youth.
So she was dead to you anyway. That's why I'm a little confused with the tributes where it's like,
don't
even
it.
Give a shit. You can still listen to that music now. I'm sorry, is this clean show?
Clean-ish. I'll F-hate right. it.
It's not a big deal. I don't care.
It, all right, cool.
I want to cuss all the time.
Don't go for broke, but...
I might.
All right, I'm just saying, like, it's so weird when people get that upset about it. Because on the flip side, we're able to just kind of joke about it, aren't we? Like, I just think of things as if, you know, what would be the tweet to joke about this? Did you guys, like, make jokes about this at all?
I mean, I did not.
Didn't
I have a soul?
I thought, like, everyone had their comedy D in hand 3 seconds after she died to make the zombie joke. Like, that was just it.
Okay.
Like, you know, you went to Hacks or Us and you bought your zombie joke and then you posted it.
Yeah.
Okay, because for me, my initial response is she didn't let it linger. That's
There's
my,
that too.
Yeah.
There's that
That's the
too.
Best I got for you. And then I'm done with it because I didn't even know that they were still a thing.
I decided
they
not
weren't.
To touch it at all.
They're my God, man. They're a thing like better than Ezra's a thing. Like, I can see them at the county fair. I can eat a funnel cake and I can hear, oh, it was good. Like, that's it. That is what the Cranberries were. Funnel cake and your youth. Like, there's nothing left to them. I don't think they're relevant. They put out a best of or some crap. Or, you know, all these acts try to put together. It must be the saddest thing on earth. They will come together and they'll make these albums 10 years after their last one. The last one was like kind of, even though their star had faded, CDs still kind of sold back then. Mm-hmm. They put this one out and it's like, yeah, you debuted at number 36 with 21,000 units sold. Like, they must be in a race to open their veins. Like, they plotted against the Roman Emperor. You know what I mean? And
I know we'll never find this out, but, like, you know what would be, like, a great scale is the people who were going to talk about Cranberries this year and the people who did after their lead singer died.
You can just look at Twitter mentions, right? Something like that. Google searches. You can look
that
up Google searches.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I know.
But also, it's just funny because... when people, when somebody dies, they're like, oh my God, this like just really affected me. And you're like, you weren't going to think about this person until they died. In fact, you're probably going to do like 20 years.
We're all grief whores.
Without doing
we're
that.
We're all grief whores. Anyone dies,
care.
All you want to talk about is how you're related to them.
And it's just and that person would have much rather heard about it when they were alive.
Yeah. Maybe if you cared about her in 99, she wouldn't have barfed herself to death. How's that?
Because I found out recently Carol Burnett is still alive. I was like, oh, she's still alive.
Did you
doing
send her
stuff
fan
on TV.
Mail?
No, I just saw something on TV with her on it. And I was like, oh, she's still around?
Did you know that she tugged on her earlobe as a signal to her grandmother at the end of every episode? Autism disengaged. Continue.
But it was just weird to me that, oh, I suddenly realized that not all people her age
are just
waiting to die and then have an obituary that people talk about.
Do you know
she actually is trying to get people to talk about her right now.
Yeah.
Before she croaks.
She works as a meter maid. It's nice. Said what's up to her the other day. Keeps her knees supple.
There you go. There you go.
What? What's up, Pete? What's
nothing, up? Man.
Nothing?
Do you know what I do when I think about somebody and I know they're still alive? I reach out to them.
Do you? Do you look up their AIM name?
I do.
And then send them a message even if they're away messages
up? I mention them. I write them a handwritten letter.
Who did you think of?
With Elvis on it.
Who
always
did you think of right now?
By the way.
Elvis is very dead. You're too late.
I always use Elvis, though. I'm like, trust me, you'll never be forgotten.
But like, who right now is being forgotten and you think they could die and you would write them a letter just to let them know you're thinking about them?
Dean Cain.
Probably. Dean Cain needs that right it's now. Terrible. Superman was a probably long time ago.
Yeah, no, and that was not a bad series.
I never
you
watched
guys can
it.
Say you whatever kidding? You want about it. It's not that bad.
I know he just hosted New Year's for Fox News. Like, he's hyper conservative. He's one of the Hollywood types who's trying to take advantage of the fact that there aren't a lot of celebrities on conservative television.
Oh, so bro, I don't know
so
if
they have
you
to
know
act
this,
like Scott Baio's
but he is being banister. Used by supercomputers, and that was not his choice.
Oh, okay. No, I don't get that. But
oh, wouldn't that be a great show, though, with him, the black chick from Clueless, and then
Stacey Dash?
Stacey Dash.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yeah, I've got I've got more letters to write.
And it's just them.
to the conservative handsomes.
I mean, yeah, it always weirds me out that Stacey Dash, like, she is the whitest black woman. She's fine as hell. God damn,
she's so damn fine.
Stacey Dash.
What's that thing?
They're called doorbell nipples.
Blue light?
Oh, the movie with her nude scenes?
Yes.
I mean, oh, God.
Blue.
Yeah.
I have
just
to
Google. Literally, if you're listening to this right now, Google Stacey Dash nipples. Shut off the show. You've got better things to do with your life.
Yeah.
Put your hand to constructive use. But, turn swords to plowshares.
Mm-hmm. Because you came, though, please give us a little bit of your money.
Yeah.
We
once you're
PayPal.
Done, betray on us. Send us that loot. So, Pete, really, off the top of your head, someone who is hanging in there, people don't even think about them.
Hmm.
But you want to turn their day around.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi is still huge.
Yeah.
They're not playing fairs. There's no funnel cake smell.
Oh, that's true.
And John Bon Giovanni's hair. Where's John Bon Giovanni? F me. That is worse than Papa Giorgio.
Yo.
You know who I want to send something to?
Coolio?
Yes.
No, Coolio can kiss mine. I want to send something to Rip Torn. He's still hanging in there.
Now.
Yes.
He's my Carol Burnett. I love Rip Torn. When my dad died, I was in a weird place where I had to find all these like dad role models. So we had Schwarzenegger, and then we had, oh man, Johnny Cash.
Hasselhoff.
But, like, Rip, I mean, that brief time.
Sorry,
when
I
the
watched
wall,
Galaxy
Well, when
last
the wall
night.
Came down, he was kind of like all of our fathers.
Yes.
When he sang on top of it. And he was really the reason Germany came together in its hearts, not just geographically.
That's true. That's
they were
true.
Looking for freedom.
Dude, if you want a real laugh, legit, look up Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki, too, not just Dirk Nowitzki. Look up Dirk Nowitzki talking about David Hasselhoff, and like he will legit break down why Hasselhoff is like good music. It's it is entertainment. Again.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell the story how he's one of the best free throw shooters in NBA history.
And like he would listen to Hasselhoff while practicing these shots, as I recall.
Did you guys play basketball? Did you ever like have a coach explain to you
yes.
how to shoot free throws?
No.
I've played
no.
a game of horse
no.
or two, sir.
Yes, I did, but no, my coach sucked.
He was
like, you're white, this isn't going to happen, just hang out here until
your
parents
teach
stop
anyone,
wanting to pay money for this.
You can teach anyone to do free throws because all you got to tell them is do the same thing every time, and then you'll just be like a machine.
Like a
just...
heartless German machine, yes.
And so for him, what he found was in order to become one of the best free throw shooting players ever in NBA history, it's something he developed as a teenager where he would say the line before he shot the ball, I've been looking for freedom, and then he'd shoot the ball. And that's a real thing. And so you can actually watch his lips, and he's muttering to himself. He's singing the line, from the chorus of one of David Hasselhoff's songs.
The song that dropped right before reunification happened.
Yeah, and so he was a kid when that happened, and he just, that's how he learned how to shoot free throws.
I read one interview where he was, like, unironically talking about his love of David Hasselhoff, and I'm like, this is everything Norm MacDonald prepared me for.
He partly owes his career to David Hasselhoff, man. It's like, it's a deep love between Dirk Diggler Nowitzki and David Hasselhoff.
I sing the theme from Baywatch before I masturbate. So there's two greats inspired in their prolific
career. You should see how far I can shoot.
So Dirk Nowitzki is to Shaq. Like, that's kind of a Mr. Glass, Bruce Willis relationship, right? Like, for Dirk to exist, Shaq has to exist as well. Sorry, that's just, why did I? It had to happen. But Rip Torn for me, man. Rip Torn, I watched Artie, the character of Artie in Gary Shandling's Larry Sanders Show. And he was just like the man. He was the man. And I was like, you're my dad now, Artie. You don't know it, but I love you. And one day I'm going to find you and shoot you to prove how much I love you. And then hand you a copy of Catcher in the Rye.
See, we already had mine on the show. You ruined it for me.
What? What?
The day Ornette Coleman died, I hadn't looked it up. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Is this where I started the death game? Is this where I started
the
death game?
No, you had started it before, and you were tired of just trying it on your mom.
Okay.
So you tried it on me on air one day. And I swore a bunch, so it became a dirty episode immediately. You still got your money's worth, don't get me wrong, but I think you realize that when you do that on the mic, you better make sure it's a dirty episode before you tell somebody that, like, one of their favorite celebrities just died.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
My God. I probably couldn't wear gym shorts for a week after seeing you freak out like that. Oh, boy. That was a treat.
I saw your tweet recently that your mom's picked up on this game.
Oh, she knows that I'm just trying to tell her about dead celeb. Like, I'll fish it out. Like, I legit was just like, hey, were you a fan of the Cranberries? She's like, nah, I didn't really know their music. Ah, I read about her, though. And I was like, ah, son of a bitch. Beat to the punch. Oh, damn. My God. Yeah, like, Steve Perry from Journey has to die at this point. Like, that's kind of what I'm banking on. I love him and I want to see him on Broadway, but if someone could kill Bruce Springsteen, that would be a good one for me.
Oh, God.
She would not be happy about that.
No, you might not have a mom after that, dude.
I mean,
real with you.
I'm trying to think who else like would be like a real payload of jizz if they died and I got to tell her. Like, oh, God. Tony Bennett's too old, I think. She'd still be sad.
Yeah, no, I know your mom. She would totally ball about
Tom
that.
Tom Jones?
Al Pacino would be a good one. Nah, she wouldn't have Tom Jones. She has class. Pacino would be decent. She was in love with Pacino. So, see, that's someone who dies and, like, you feel like your youth is just gone.
Could me and her, like, tight over, like,
I'm not
Needle and Panic?
Bang her teddy bear with a dick.
Or Panic and Needle Park?
No, you can't. You cannot give her your teddy bear, D.
Damn.
I know what you're angling for. You're all soft and cuddling and trying to be there for her in
a
moment.
What can I say?
I do not trust you, teddy bear with a dick. It's the worst.
Teddy bear with a dick.
You misshapen teddy gram, you. Why does this one have a tail, Mommy? We had cranberries. Are you ready to bust out your Aziz?
Me?
You.
Can I take a second to pee?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Hold it.
I just want to pee. I've been here for like a bunch.
I'm sorry, I waltzed in 10
minutes. Oh, I'm sorry that we do two shows back to back, and I have to be here for not actually being
with
one of them.
All the toilet access you could handle.
No, it's terrible.
It was a toilet playground for you.
I'm not.
Do you really?
I'm not in love with it.
Go pee fast.
I'm not in love with it.
Go pee, you little girl.
No.
Go pee.
No.
All right. Then let's tell the Aziz story. They got you.
I'm gonna go pee.
I hate you. Go pee fast. He's going to do a smoke break. He's going to, like, Tinder sext. We're going to see him at, like, 8:72.
I'm going to pee.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought he was just going to come in character. But, no, he's really going to go piss right now. Did you, Howard?
Yes.
You have any emotions regarding this Aziz story? Did you pay attention to it? Do you want to break it down on air? Do you want to be the summarizer?
I have touched upon it. I haven't fully read it. What I do know is that I believe it's babe.net did an amateurish job, is the way it's been described, of revealing.
Amateur on babe.net sounds like how I'm spending my time with this episode.
That's true. I think the problem with the way it was presented is that he definitely had sex consensual sex with someone, right?
Break down the story. Do you want me to do it? Do you want to break it down?
Hey, why don't you? Because
I'm sounding a little Cosby-esque.
If I were going to describe it, I would not do it accurately. And I think so much of the trouble that's
arisen. Well, that's why I'm sad
arisen.
That rapist Pete left, because like it really struck a nerve with him, like to the point where I'm just like, my first inkling was like, oh, that dude shoves fingers in bitches' mouths. Like, that's his thing, too. Because, like, I read it at first, and I'm like, I've had my finger sucked in crap, but it never was, like, my M.O., where it's just like, I gotta jab it in your tonsils, and then I'll get hard.
Okay, no, I've only heard one account. I guess there are now three. So if you could review for me what the heck is going on, because I've only read some of the responses to the discussion about consensual sex and how not everything that has been a problem for the Me Too movement is just about whether or not consent occurred. So now we're moving to the discussion of, like, shouldn't men care about the female orgasm? I think that's kind of where
is that where we are?
Some of the discussion is trying to ask, like,
that's disappointing on several levels. Okay, the way I understand this story, and again, it'd be great if Rapist Pete were here to correct me, because again, this was, hey, Rapist Pete's back.
I heard y'all was talking about me.
He's doing...
What's up?
All right, Aziz.
Oh, hey.
Look, he finally gets to do a character on air.
You know what? Fuck it. You fucking ruined it. I'm going to go smoke.
All right. So, Pete, we actually do need you for this one.
No, you don't.
Oh, you're being unruly now?
Yeah.
All right. So, let me break it down then.
I was going to come in as Aziz.
I understood that part. We got it once you talked like Aziz. All right,
I'm
Pete.
Mad right now.
Pete, are you fuming?
I'm so fucking mad.
Oh, look at the F8s I got to bust out here.
God damn it.
He's worked up.
No, we missed a good opportunity.
You can do Aziz right now.
No. Never.
I really...
What's up, dog?
All right. I need you to help me with this
story. What's up, dog?
There you go. So, Aziz, the way I understand this story is a girl approaches you at a party.
Mm-hmm. As she would, because I'm looking fly.
And this girl, not that I want to throw her promiscuity into the mix, even though I will Cape Fear style.
Oh, she a virgin?
She shows up with another guy and sees Aziz and is like, screw it, I'm beelining for this guy. Gave you her name and number and is like, get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeds to either get a hold of or be gotten a hold of. Goes up to his apartment because, again, I don't want to... People should be able to bang in peace. I'm not saying she deserved anything that happened. Truly, not winking and nod saying it. I'm really saying it. She goes up, and the story, as I understand it, is Aziz, as you might expect from a man who's, like, world famous and has more than a couple ducats, just wants to get to business. Like, does not care for foreplay. Homercles cares not for beans. He just wants... to get it done. He wants his DS, so he's like shoving his finger in her mouth. She's not enthusiastically responding to that, which, again, if you're a girl and you want to feel like you are the one, I can see how you're like, oh, we're 8 minutes in and he's checking me for cavities. This is odd. So he's fishing around her mouth. I believe he's like constantly grabbing her ass or tees, the whole shebang.
I wasn't good enough to be a doctor.
She's not really feeling it, but he's just kind of like ceaselessly like, can we bang? Can we bang? Can we bang? And she eventually, I think, goes through what, going down on you, Aziz? What was the story?
I went down on her.
You went down on her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty selfless of a rapist right there.
And then she?
She returns the favor. After the fact, so we've established you went down, she goes down in response.
And then I went down on her. 3 in a row. Blessed.
Hashtag blessed. And the next day, she's kind of like, I wasn't cool with all of this. Like, it was a little weird. You should have sensed this, that it was weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems to have been the tipping point for some people with regards to the Me Too. Now, some people are just doubling down. They're like, you know what? This man's a comic. He can read a room. There's no way he couldn't have read what was going on. And there are other people who are like, all right, dude, nothing remotely approaching rape occurred in this instance.
Nothing wrong with my fingies.
That to me was the grossest part. Having a man's fingers down. Like, do you? I know.
My fingies.
I know what I do with my hands. Oh. It's disgusting. I'm surprised my cat lets me pet her. I'm surprised my dick lets me touch it. You know, like, my hand is not lovely. So the fact he has the balls, like, good for him. Like, he was on a network show.
Use your balls. Yeah, hands are gross.
He's got Master of None on Netflix. He's got things going for him. He gets to mash his fingers down people's throats.
Master at sex.
Where do you weigh in on this, man? In and out of character. Whatever you want to do with it, Pedro.
Oh,
because you were real fired up, as I recall.
Boy, wait, was I real fired up? I'm not a fan of the non-verbal cues. I think that's a strange way to say things.
Or not say them.
Yeah, or wink, not say wink. Them. Whatever. Stuff gets weird when you're with parties and you had a bad time, and I just don't think that constitutes a public display.
What's funny is you said that, but your blinking to me put it in my butt. So I can pick up on your nonverbal. I feel you don't.
I didn't know you were Morse.
There you go. I gotcha. Howie, what you thinking, man?
I mean, so there's two responses I've heard. And it shows the divide of where do we go next with this conversation. So the negative on Aziz is that
he's weird and creepy looking, and I feel raped thinking about him having sex.
Well, maybe I should start with the positive. So people coming to his defense were like, hey, this shouldn't be part of the Me Too movement, is ultimately there definitely does. There's no, I don't think anyone's denying the consent was there. It just, there were mixed signals, and so that's where things are being discussed, where he's not really being accused of being a rapist as much as being a creep. And so I think that's where some people are getting upset, where it's like, we're trying to root out what is basically criminal behavior. And
serial predators.
This is not, there's something that feels weird about this situation and bad, and so people want to know what it is, because a lot of people do not want this to be confounded with everything else that's been going on, mm-hmm. but they do want to start a new discussion. So it's a matter of who has a good direction to start with. And I did read something.
Yes. I also agree that I think a lot of people are on that same page of, hey, yes, this is a thing that happens, and it's sort of ambiguous, and we're trying to figure it out.
So the
some
fear.
People are trying to get people in trouble for it,
so,
and
yeah.
We haven't figured out
the
where
fear.
That line is.
Yeah, the fear is where I don't know if you guys have heard of, like, I've talked to people who've gone to very small liberal arts schools. This was not my experience, but this happens, and it's awkward where, you know, there is the difficulty in date rape situations where you have...
Getting away with it?
The claim that, oh, it's more
until
remorse.
Now.
Okay.
It's not like we had consent and then she changed her mind later
yeah.
about me.
Patrice O'Neill does a bit on that where he talks about banging white chicks and how you have to be real nice the next morning. Because if you're like, all right, bitch, peace. She's like, why did you do that horrible thing to me?
Yeah, no, it's it gets. This is one of the issues that you have in presenting evidence in rape trials, is because that's a common defense. And so, you know, a lot of rape victims don't even want to go through trial because it's fairly predictable what the defense attorney is going to do when
drag
they hammer
through
home.
The mud.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is why, you know, we have many problems with how sex crimes are prosecuted in this country. This whole Me Too movement is partly a response to that, because many of the women who are coming out now and just telling the stories, they have a fairly valid point of, like, why would I go to the police and just basically find myself having to testify at a trial where I'm basically saying, presented to a jury of 12 people as a liar, and reasonable doubt is going to end up exonerating the person who did this horrible
of
thing
course.
To me. It's almost like getting raped twice is the way it's often described. So
yeah, I mean, it's a lose-lose, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, like, now that we're having this conversation where people are just like, hey, let's just change the culture. Let's not go to the courts, but let's talk about this in a way where men actually change their behavior. One of the women that I read a blog entry from that I found interesting is Jamila Jamil. I don't
okay.
know her. She
yeah,
is
I know
from
her.
The Good Place?
I follow her on Twitter, I think.
Okay.
Jamila Jamil?
Do you watch The Good Place?
What is it?
It's Ted Danson's new show with Kristen Bell.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's...
I know some of these names, sure.
You know Ted Danson.
I do. I watched the entirety of Cheers on 2 weeks ago.
What is his
damn
name?
I love Becker.
I forget his name.
What?
Yeah, no, Ted Danson and Becker.
Yeah, Ted Danson in Cheers?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Sam Malone?
Sam Malone. Yes. Damn. It's been too long since I watched Cheers. All right, so, yeah, no, basically one of their co-stars has a viral post on her blog. And essentially...
What is that like?
What she is getting at is that it's not just about whether someone has given consent or not. It's really important to make sure the person is not just willing, but her words, damn well enthusiastic. So it's the idea that, you know, for guys where...
I don't disagree with that.
We want to make sure that we are a welcome guest inside of a woman when we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's the idea that when you look at the facts of Aziza and Zari, going back to your point of like fingers in the mouth, sounds like kind of a crappy lay. I think that's what a lot of the women are getting at right now.
I mean, he's cut to the point. Like, at that level of fame, you've cut to the point of, like, if a girl's coming up and your first date is just back at my apartment, you know what's going on. Like, I'm not going to waste time playing Luther Vandross, man. Like, just here's my fingers in your mouth. Let's do this.
But they're talking about, like, what is the cultural change? Do you think that we need to have a different... approach that men have towards getting laid?
Yeah, but
I guess
also,
that's
I mean,
big part of it.
I think all
I hate
parties...
to be on the opposite side of you, John, but I'm just saying, I'm like, can't I go to a famous person's house without sucking them off? Because it's been really tough going.
I think
to
every
New
time
York, every time
you
we
hung
drive
with Kevin Spacey,
every time we drive up to New York, it's been really tough on me.
Every time you've hung out with Kevin Spacey, and for the record, you can find
not
this
even
episode,
just Kevin.
Like, every time you hung with him and didn't blow him, it made things awkward for the two of you.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry.
It kind of did, but it kept the relationship going.
Because you were a
How many times did this person
how many times
with Aziz?
Did you suck his fingers?
But yeah, I mean, it's just...
Just once?
What was that old movement? To kick it, you got to lick it? That whole thing? Why can't women now do that with celebrities? It seems like male celebrities are exempt from the idea of, like, if you do not get me off with your tongue first,
mm-hmm.
I'm leaving. Like, that used to be a legit thing. I love that phrasing because it's easy to remember. To kick it, you got to lick it. And it's a very, very clear-cut path of, like, you need to prove that you get the full treatment here, because if I'm bored in the next 10 minutes, it's over. You just have vagina smell on your face,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. So, do your homework, otherwise I'm leaving. Like, that always scared me when I heard that that was a thing, where I'm like, oh my gosh, I should probably learn how to not suck at this.
I have to go down on everyone I meet, ever, for the rest of my life?
I just want
to
say...
At least the first time, it's a nice way to weed out the week.
Yeah.
I've eaten enough caramel apples in my day to be a champ at that. Ladies, if you ever slip up and find yourself in the sack, you get an enthusiastic job out of this, man.
But that's the whole thing. It's just because he's a celebrity, why does he not have to get the other person off first?
I'll completely counter that. I'll simply say he has, via social cachet, via financial cachet, he has to do as little as he wants.
I don't know.
You are pretty much a human fleshlight. And if you're not cool with that, don't come up. Because if he doesn't do anything rapey...
I'm going to question the financial thing, because now you're conflating, like, Aziz Ansari is a talent. You know, people are attracted to him because he's fun. And then mm-hmm. there's Harvey Weinstein, who just bankrolls stuff
mm-hmm.
and is just, he's not entitled to things just because he has money. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
I've been treated like that by girls, just in case you guys haven't. I just wanted you to know.
Thanks, man. What is that? Yeah.
Oh, like...
Yeah. Draw me a picture.
Like a human
Harvey?
Fleshlight.
The Harvey way or the Aziz way? Where were you into this person or they're just like...
Yeah, no. Where they're just like, no, I'm having sex with you and then I'm leaving.
Okay.
You're just...
I've had a couple pursue me to that degree. I remember one time a girl straight up lied...
I'm just saying I'm more akin.
To get me... you know what? There was a time I was okay looking. A girl lied to get me to bang her for an encore. She said, I'm moving to London like 2 days from now, and if you don't come over now,
if
like,
you don't
it
come
ain't happening
twice.
Again. And I was like, well, when are you coming back from London? And she's like, dude, do you want to bang or not? And I was just like, all right, that's blunt enough. I can appreciate that. That's good for you.
All right.
All righty. I'm going to relay a story from my personal life that kind of circumscribes this, goes around, touches on some of the themes here. The whole enthusiastic consent.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of the direction this discussion's going.
Yes.
I'm going to leave the name out.
By the way,
this person,
like,
yes.
So, you know, sex is great and all, and when you have it, that's awesome. But enthusiastic consent.
I know.
If you have enthusiastic consent, you are having the best sex of your frickin' life. Why don't we just live in that?
It's the reality of you get to a certain point of where Aziz was, where all the trouble began, of you're crossing this girl.
And she kind of shrugs. And I hope that, like...
And do you say no at that point?
And I hope that at this point we can just be like, no. Just enthusiastic. And we can avoid it. And then we can have enthusiastic sex faster. Because we're avoiding the little bullshit in between that is, I kind of did, but I kind of wasn't really into it.
Here's the reality of what you're describing, though, and this is what people have to ask themselves. Like, as I've been, like, thinking about this today, and as we're talking about it, I put it to you this way. If that's the standard, where we're only getting into it if it's enthusiastic, that means you're basically... taking this life where you have the ups and downs of, like, sometimes you meet somebody, that night you go home, and it's just meh. You stop doing that, where you guys get to a certain point, it's like, we shouldn't do this, right? Like, we're not going to do this just to do this. We're going to just both go home and try again next week with someone else.
And then you find that
and then you're looking for the good stuff. But no, if you're only going for, like, hey, this is only great sex, if that's all I'm going for,
mm-hmm.
You're giving up on a lot of nights where you put in some time and you're just going to go home and sit there by yourself. That's what you're talking about.
You're going to John it.
Yeah, but
that's
okay. But people have been drinking. And so it's like, it's 11 o'clock. I've been drinking. Like, I was hoping to get late at night. And now it's just, I don't think this is going to work out tomorrow. So
there
maybe we should just walk away.
A lot of times I am in the middle of sex and I just stop.
Really?
Because it's just not good.
Stop this. Get out of here. Nobody does that. Nobody does that.
I've, like, aborted beforehand, and I regret it big time. Like, where I've been
really?
Fooling around with a girl once. It's happened a couple times, and I'm just like...
Wait, you regret it, though?
Yeah, because I regret pretty much everyone I'd never stuck it in.
Oh, okay.
Like, I that's
oh, no, no.
Always...
This is mid-stuck.
No, I know what you're saying. I always regret any time... I was like 9/10 of the way there. Like, I was getting head and I was just like, I ain't going to go, you know, not going to actually pony up some D for the V and stuff like that. Like, I hate that.
But your reasons are you just don't want, like, chicks showing up 9 months later, like, surprise.
I mean, when
you better work double time.
Yeah. When I was doing a lot of boning in my day, I was freaked out about pregnancy. STDs used to always weird me out. Although I would then just, like, party hard enough to the point where I was just like, I'm drunk, I can't catch anything, you know, and so then you ball your brains out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It was always
I literally know two people in my life that have had STDs, and that's it. I mean, the other people probably don't.
You.
That have told me, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's an intensely personal thing.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
I've had, I'm guessing
nothing an orange can't cure.
Well, yeah, there was one time I definitely got like a UTI from the girl who lied and said she was going to London, and I ended up
with
cranberry sauce.
Easy for a guy
sauce.
To get a UTI.
Yeah,
BT
you had to pound
dubs.
Her pretty violently. I was proud of myself. She got her money's worth.
You got to open up your own urine.
Question is, did you get yours? Because that's what you were afraid of all those other times.
Well, that was the other thing. When I was a young man, I used to be so obsessed with like not getting a rep as a selfish lay. That, like, I would try to go as long as possible. Like, I would listen to rap lyrics and be like, 3-4 hours. Okay, I can do that. And then at the end, maybe I would get one nut. Like, after this chick had the ride of her life, despite me looking the way I do, like, she got hers, man. Like, I was a Sibian that could eat box. You know what I mean? Like, I did it. And then, like, maybe I would get one crappy nut at the end. But typically, I as a younger man, associated sex with like me just putting out and exhausting myself and really not getting the orgasm that I could give myself, like just looking at some porn. And so that's why I was never too hyped for it, because I never knew how to strike like a balance of like, I need to get off too, and it's pretty good if you get off. Like I used to just like treat it as like a score, like how long can I hold out? How long can I stay up? You know, how many can you give her? And then like I just at the end of it would be like, well, this sucks, because like your first instinct as a dude,
that's me after every time I have sex.
Your first instinct is like, oh not, my god, am I going to finish this quickly? Because I feel it a bubbling.
Yeah.
The Beverly Hillbillies crude is down there, and then
think about baseball.
Well, no, once you let that pass, you kind of enter this like joyless like.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
kind of go forever now.
Oh,
mode.
Man.
Like, your moment
boy,
passed.
Boy, can you.
Yeah, and now you're just yeah. like, like, I'm
straight
doing it. I'm banging on my knees.
Popping blood
yeah.
vessels trying to just make some Texas tea.
I look like a retarded son of Andre the Giant not getting ice cream right now. I'm like, ah!
Oh, no.
But that's my impression no. of banging, no. grabbing some hips and banging. Oh, but that's, once you pass that initial eh, it's kind of hard to get back to the point where you're going to get yours in a way that's really fun for you. It can just go on and on and on.
And of course it can.
And
this just turned into a jerk fest about us having sex.
I mean, look, I have had so little in the last several years. But like, all I can say is in the day when I was a fitter man, I did good things. Like, I was no slouch, sir.
Yeah, I've seen the surveys, like, most people just want both sexes. It's like 20 minutes to 40, yep. 45.
I was
going to
say,
45.
30 minutes should have been the gold standard. Should have just gone for 30 and done a couple 30s throughout the night. And I was living my sex life by Bobby Digital lyrics, where he talks about banging his side piece for 3 to 4 hours a night. I'm like, I love RZA. I will do this.
And then Bobby Digital was an alter ego. He's a superhero, man.
Well, you don't refer to Michael Corleone as Michael Corleone. He's Al Pacino, goddammit. I will give you an example from my life that ties into this enthusiastic consent stuff. And I'm not saying this to belittle the woman who might have felt like she was treated poorly, but it can be, even for a person who's perceptive, a real minefield out there. I had a friend, a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in high school. When I first, my first conversations were this girl.
Oh, dear friend.
Yes, were centered around her telling me stories that, you know, she'd been drinking with a guy, and that guy took advantage of her. She was no longer chaste because of this situation. I'm like, wow, that's kind of a bummer. I'm sorry to hear that happen to her. As the years went on with this girl, I heard more and more stories out of her about, like, I drank with a dude and things got kind of like gray in terms of consent or the lack thereof. And I'm like, okay, that's a little, sorry to hear this keeps happening to you. I one time drank with her. I drank with her a lot, but like one time.
We had a lot to drink.
Where it starts hitting the fan. She seems completely cogent. Even though she weighed like maybe a buck, maybe probably like 95 pounds to a buck, like 5'1".
She didn't weigh a lot.
Spinner. That's what you should have sung. Spinner. I'll do your part for you. Go, Spinner. Can you do it? Can you do that
Spinner.
For me?
Spinner.
Thank you. Thank you, Aziz. She is like jamming her tongue down my throat out of nowhere. Like seems completely coherent, is then making out with me.
Jam.
I'm like, wow, she's had a lot to drink. She's going for it. I just put her to bed. I do the Austin Powers when Liz Hurley wants to blow him, and I'm like, I'm just putting this to sleep. I'm avoiding anything that could happen here. We hang out another time, and again, we drink maybe 3 beers-ish over the course of like 5 hours. This is a girl who parties hard. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if she weighs 8 pounds. I don't care if she's a hummingbird. She's had enough time to metabolize these drinks. We go mm-hmm. back to my place. We get touchy-feely again. She's going for the kill. Like, she's ripping off her top. She's making a play for my belt. She wants it. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is great just seeing you in a bra and stuff, because I haven't seen this much out of you before. Let's just make out. Call it a day. Like, if we want to do this in the morning, we can do this in the morning. It's great. She's like, she literally goes, aw. Like, sad she isn't getting D that night.
She is let down.
We wake up the next day. We're still making out in bed. We're still fooling around. Doesn't go anywhere.
We didn't go to sleep.
If you want to know what the show ranks in my life, this is year one of the show. I'm like, hey, sweetie, I'm going to leave you some water. You can hang around my place as much as you want. I have a show to record. I peace out. At this point, no booze has been in anyone's system 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We're kissing dead sober, often, on this morning. I come back to MySpace messages, not to date myself too much, stating how awkward she thought things had been and how we probably shouldn't have done it. Did not hear from this girl who, again, had been a close friend. I partied with her routinely. I hung out with her routinely. I was a friend of the family. Did not hear from her again 4 months. All I could think was thank Jesus Christ I didn't actually dick this chick, because I really would have felt like an S-heel. But this chick made me feel like a rapist for having made out with her.
Kissing her.
For having slept next to her. And then the next day, when we're both sober as judges, we kissed again, and she was like, loving it. Then I peace out, and suddenly I'm the heel of heels.
Yeah, no, I mean, the emotional
weird, man.
Up and down is crazy with people, man. That's just how it...
People are not reliable witnesses.
No, they are not, ever.
But still, it's like, what do each of you want to get out of it is the thing I think people are starting to ask themselves before they start getting too intimate, which is probably a good thing. Because if you don't know what you're doing,
I'm not saying that.
Why are you doing
it? The way
it?
You put it, it's great.
It's hard to answer that question.
With a mouthful of dick?
In general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of days.
Oh, just
or
what do you want
ever.
Out of this relationship? No, you're completely right. People don't know
that
what
is
they
so
want in life.
Hard.
Yeah.
And like, you will have sex with that person and be like, man, I kind of never wanted to have sex with that person.
No, we are all
I done did that. And
we
I might
all
do be doing
worthless
that.
Infantile babies. We really so few of us can articulate what we want in life. We're just like, I don't know, you do it.
It's,
and then after it happens, you're like, well, I didn't want that.
It's awkward when it's, yeah, you meet somebody when you're both drunk, and you get along when you're both drunk, and then the next morning you sober up, and then you're still like, oh, let's try to talk.
It's just tough, man.
And it's still weird.
So touchy.
I just, you're, really, the envelope of this Me Too stuff, I love, catch as many, like, legit sexual predators as you want.
Yeah.
You know what Aziz Ansari did? It ain't nothing that David Lee Roth didn't spend a decade doing.
Whoa.
Let's put it that way. He just wanted to get his pole smoked. He wanted to dip his wick a little and then kick you out with a bouquet, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, especially kick you out if you were over 18.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Who needs
But there
that?
Are varying levels of...
Who needs voters?
Yeah.
There are varying levels of performance. I think it goes back to... I think a lot of people make Wilt the Stilt. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain is kind of the gold standard of celebrity getting laid.
Yes.
But...
He is. What, head count of 10?
10K? 20.
20K.
Yeah. The way he was able to get up to 20 was because he wanted to make sure he had a reputation for being excellent at sex with women. And he would be so good at sex with one woman, they would come back to him for a second round because he always made sure whoever he was with got off multiple times.
Not the first time he's told me this. Continue the story, Howard.
Yeah, so that's kind of the importance of like how to be a celebrity getting
laid
that often.
But how did women punch their ticket to have a second whirl with him?
Yeah, it's how he punched his ticket to 20,000. They always had to bring a friend.
Bam!
So,
bam!
You don't get to ride this twice unless you bring somebody I haven't been with before.
There you go.
And he was that good at sex, women would bring
Currently
a friend.
Currently playing that card.
Are you?
Just want you guys to know.
What, like one time? Are we supposed to be impressed
I have to bring
with Will
Howard
the Stilt?
Why do you think there's more people in the studio, guys?
That's the
used
whole
to be
thing.
Just like, me and John. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He just used to get up to 9 at a time. Like he just like he could get one woman to like get 8 women to tag along eventually.
He had a
like,
dick pyramid scheme.
Yeah. It was genius. But it all started with everybody goes home happy. That's the goal. Greatest celebrity lay ever. Wilt the Stilt, RIP. Which is more than I can say for that woman from the Berries.
Oh, I mean, well, she's probably pretty pliable right now.
Ew. Boo. Gross.
Let's wrap this up with a bad celebrity lay story. Have you been keeping track of the adult Trump Stormy Daniels saga?
No.
Ugh. Oh, man. Stormy Daniels, an adult performer, claims that I think multiple from like, what, 07 to 011, she used to bang Donald Trump on the semi-regular.
It's gross.
And I'm not saying this to drag his name through the mud, because it's legit maybe the only thing he's done I respect. He used to raw dog it.
Oof.
Raw dog a porn star, which even I, damn, man, that takes nards. Or you're just old enough where you're like, I don't care.
Yeah, the syphilis isn't going to get to him in time.
It takes money.
Yeah, that too.
What are you going to, yeah.
There's a great
half line. That's all of it you can basically cure with money.
There's a great line from it where she's like, she's talking, by the way, she's like, he's the most basic one position bang I've ever had. And during it, I was like, why am I doing this? Of course, all of us insert mentally. You
was that
needed
the first
money!
Time you said that?
Yeah. And then she's like, God, I hope he doesn't pay me. Pause. But if he did, I'd bet it'd be a lot. Now, I'm not saying it reports.
Wait, she was doing this for free?
Kind of, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like gifts and stuff? Jeez, I didn't even suck off Kevin. Jeez.
Nah, I think if she probably wanted a chance at legit TV.
That is what he was offering her. He was like, look, I can get you on The Apprentice. He couldn't. It didn't pan out so much. But that was the carrot he was a-dangling. And now the story is getting more and more salacious. Like, at first, he was like, he likened her to his daughter, which is the headline they run with, because it makes it sound like,
ew.
He's like, you got the same tight box she does. He was just like, you're strong and smart and successful like Ivanka. So that's not as creepy. Still creepy, though.
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah. But she now claims that he demanded that she roll up and spank him with an issue of Forbes magazine that has his face on the cover.
It's bizarre.
I don't believe I believe the part where she's like, he was the most vanilla guy, dumped a load in me, and then I was like, vaya con Dios, bitch. That I believe. Like, I think women need to understand, if a guy completely unburdened of any sort of responsibility to ever seeing people again, you wouldn't want to do anything mean. I'm not like, not some sort of creep who wants to like murder virtual reality people. You would just like want to have an endless stream of chicks who are plopped on top of you. You're like, please do all the work. I'm going to eat this this Reuben, a delicious Reuben, not from Subway, like a good New York deli Reuben. And you eat the Reuben while she rides you, and you'd be like, oh, I'm about to come. And then you come and you're like, hey, do you want what's left of the Reuben? Oh, you don't. All right, sweetie, take care. That is what sex would be. Like, sometimes if someone moved you, if you really liked someone, you'd bang back. You'd put an effort into it. But in general, like, I want to be drained like a tree of sap. Like, just get the pressure out of here so I can, like, think straight and play some more video games. That is, and Aziz really has boiled life down to that point. Where she came up and he's like, ho, I don't know if you realize this. Like, you came up with one guy, then gave your number to me. We're now in my apartment. Why aren't we doing this? What do you want from me? And that's all I think that happened. And she was just like, well, I'm hot. And he was just like, I don't care. I can get hot. I don't care.
When did this happen? Was this after first season of Master of None?
I think it was
2015 or something.
So possibly before.
Okay.
First season of Master might have been 16.
Okay. It just sounds like she wanted him in a way to be a character that she believed him to, like, that the character.
Yeah, she wanted him to be adorable Tom Haverford, and he was successful actor Aziz Ansari. He was just like, look, I gotta get up in the morning. Can we just get this done?
Yeah, nah, who knows what she was wanting as far as, like.
No, she wanted to be the princess and not just the cum dumpster. My favorite Aesop's fable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you really think she was thinking that far ahead of, like, oh, we're gonna have a second date?
Yeah, probably, if call me naive. She was probably going to be like, yeah, like, maybe he calls other girls up for this stuff, but, like, I'm so charming and beautiful, this won't be the end of it.
I'm guessing in her mind she was just like, the sex, if we're going to have it, like, it seems that she was down from the get-go when she walked in the door, but as soon as, like, it became clear that he was just this for himself and one night and that's it, there was no chance for her to get a round two. That's probably where she soured on the experience, as far as like, oh, you're not even gonna try to see if this is the best sex ever.
I think she just read like, oh, I'm like I said, a human fleshlight. You are just using me as a receptacle. I'm not the biggest fan of this.
Yeah, no, I think that's where it was, where he was kind of hoping.
And I think that's really what this is. She's like, he should have read that I wasn't okay with being used in that way. And it's like, yeah, but he didn't do anything outside the bounds of the law, lady.
But that's why the conversation is trying to go into a different direction than, like, is it legal? Is it not legal? It's more, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, people?
All right, then if you don't want to be treated poorly, kind of stay in your social cast. How's that? Kind of stay there. Like, I'm sorry, if you're a girl in the stands and, to borrow one from you, Lenny Dykstra comes to town, don't get mad that Lenny Dykstra doesn't propose to you after you blow him in the bleachers. That's going to be the extent of your exchange with one Leonard Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra today, like, I mean, can't even imagine. What
like
does
that
fool look like?
If Wade Boggs sees you in the bar after a game, and you go home with Wade Boggs.
Shave those sideburns!
Tells Mattingly. Don't get mad that he doesn't buy you a Scottish castle and put you up in it. He's a Yankee. He's a Red Sox. He's getting his. That's it. Just know what it is going into it. Like, I'm sorry, the naivete displayed by this woman.
I guess, yeah. I mean, there's something weird about celebrities in general. It doesn't excuse that type of behavior, however. Because is it just about her, or is it more about what's his outlook on life that this is just... Hey, it's kind of like when Kobe Bryant was accused of
rape. He's doing big things. He probably like had to blow a wad and then go and pitch Master of None the next day.
Yeah.
Like, that's his perspective.
I think we're getting a little too deep.
But I mean, it gets...
This.
All right, no, look.
Yeah, we should
sex
just wrap
is sex,
it up.
Sex, man.
I'll give you the example that I have a problem with. It's, you know, I do think they should have prosecuted Kobe Bryant for rape because it does sound like a similar situation where a girl's like, hey, let me show you your hotel room. She worked for the hotel. Mm-hmm. They got up to her room. And he had violent
sex
with her with less than 5 minutes. He was just like in and out. But there was blood at the scene.
Yeah.
From him, being that rude where it's just like, oh, you want to have sex with me? I want to have sex with you, but the way that I want to, which is apparently violent and not at all enjoyable for you.
Well, when you phrase it like that, Howard.
That's just like, that's the extreme of celebrity.
I'm going to put it out there.
I understand. Yeah, I understand people could change their minds because they're like, hey, I thought this was going to be a gentle.
I'm going to end the episode with this.
Sexual Congress.
But... Look at Tom Haverford. Look at Kobe Bryant. The amount of vaginal damage one of these men can dish out versus the other is worlds apart. You're talking different
species.
That's
why it took her years, and that's why that other chick did it in the morning.
I'm just saying, like, Tom Haverford apparently just wishes he was Kobe Bryant. It kind of goes in that direction of, like, you're just a fleshlight.
Buckets!
All right, that was Papa's Basement. Human fleshlight was the word of the day. If you had human fleshlight in your Papa's Basement bingo, you are a winner. InPapasBasement.com is every episode we've ever done on the show. If you liked it, please go there and find it. And find us on iTunes, find us on Stitcher, and leave reviews. That's the big thing. And also YouTube, subscribe. Share this crap, people. We don't advertise. We're scummy like that. We get around by word of mouth. If you buy a Papa's Basement t-shirt and wear that, maybe someone asks, what's that creepy clown on your shirt?
54 cents.
There you go. We get rich, as Tom Haverford wanted to point out. You can also email me directly, inpapasbasement@gmail.com. If you want any stickers, I'll send you stickers. They're free. You can stick them on crap. People stop you in traffic, and they'll be like, hey, that looks cool. What is it? And then you'll bond over it.
Did you rear-end me?
Then you'll have weird, awkward sex where you finger her mouth. At Basement Howard for Howard Flood, the man over there. At Pete Maybe for the man over there. And at Papa's Basement for the man over here. The man inside where my ticker lies. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.